Hello, welcome to The Update. I'm Ash Gardner. Armaguard has opted to go it alone, rejecting a $26 million bailout from the big four banks. The cash transport operator warned it was on the verge of going bust, but it's rejected the lifeline, saying it's now working on a long-term plan to remain financially sustainable. Airports across the country are bracing for bumper crowds as the Easter travel rush kicks off. More than a million passengers are set to pass through the gates between today and Monday. The federal government has revealed a major investment into renewable energy. A $1 billion program has been announced to boost the number of solar panels manufactured in Australia. The first night of a curfew in Alice Springs is being hailed a success with no reports of violence. The curfew was implemented amid a youth crime wave which saw a state of emergency declared. PM Anthony Albanese says he's monitoring the situation.
There has been a temporary curfew put there in Alice Springs. That is a sensible move and one that the federal government supports.
The least affordable housing markets in the world have been named and shamed, with some Aussie markets making the list. Sydney came in at number two behind Hong Kong, while Melbourne came in at number nine. The two bodies have been recovered by divers near the Baltimore Bridge after a cargo ship crashed into it. The search for another four workers continues. There are now fears the final death toll from the Moscow Concert Hall terrorist attack could be much higher than the 140 confirmed dead. Russian investigators say they have received 143 reports about people who are missing. Sport and entertainment news are next. In sport, first in AFL, the Saints have confirmed at least two changes to the lineup ahead of Saturday's clash with Essendon at Marvel Stadium. Anthony Cominiti replaces suspended key forward Max King, while Dan Butler comes in for Liam Henry. The NRL is pushing ahead with the expansion of the women's comp, with the Warriors and Bulldogs to join in 2025. The A-League is confident all of its men's and women's matches this weekend will be broadcast despite the match day producer collapsing. And tennis great Novak Djokovic has split from his coach after winning 12 major titles together. In entertainment news, new venture for Ryan Gosling. He's teamed up with Apple Original Films exec Jesse Henderson to launch a new production company, General Admission. Queen Camilla has given a rare update on Kate Middleton following the shock news she's battling cancer. The royal says Princess Kate is thrilled by all the kind wishes and support. And one of the most iconic props from the movie Titanic has sold at auction. The wood panel Rose clung to at the end of the film has sold for more than $700,000. And that's the latest from the Nova podcast team. We'll have another episode of The Update for you tomorrow.